0TRW2T. Star and 0TRW2T. D-Mobile.
Report DJW Mobile.
Hey Dave, how's your Friday going?
I'm on my second load of topsoil hauling at home. Fix damage done to the backyard where somebody tried to cut down a tree with a bucket truck and was unsuccessful. Bucket truck way too much to be driving it around on the lawn.
Well, I'm on my way to get an oil change done. It's a little past when it was due, so figure I better get it done before I make my next set of trips. I don't know. Anyhow, so other than hauling dirt around, what else you been up to lately?
Stuff from changing oil and small engines like the lawnmower, the generator, the pressure washer, and doing that to like the tine tiller and then selling it and that kind of stuff. Just maintenance that I never had time to do while I was working and getting caught up on a whole bunch of it and enjoying it. Getting my shop back in order, getting all my tools in one place back again where I know what's where and what I got and what I don't have and that kind of stuff. How about you? How are you enjoying married life?
Well, I'm enjoying it immensely. Things are going good. We're going to go up to Pinehurst, North Carolina the first weekend in April. Barbershop convention competition, so we'll be up there. And some other trips later on planned later in the year. We're going to go to California sometime. We're going to go to Wisconsin sometime. We're going to go to Michigan sometime. So all those things are coming along for us, you know.
What's going for sightseeing and touring, or you got family out there?
In most places where we're going, there's family. All on her side, I'm getting to meet all the family. But her daughter and son live in San Diego, so we're going to go out there. Daughter and son-in-law, so we're going to go out there for that. And, you know, they're wanting us to come out there for a couple of weeks, so we will. And she's got grandkids, great-grandkids in Wisconsin, and she's got a brother that lives in Michigan. She's got a sister that lives in Michigan, too, and some other relatives. But we're going up specifically to see her brother on his 80th birthday later this year.
A bunch of fun. That's what I want my wife to do is retire so that we can go do that kind of stuff, so that we can enjoy that. I want to go see the Badlands and Mount Rushmore and see the Grand Canyon again. I've seen it before, but it was like on a business trip, and it's not the same thing. It's when you can take your time and take it all in, you know?
We're going to be planning some trips, doing some train trips. We want to do on some, you know, little short trips for train trips, a couple, 3 or 4 days, things like that. Take the train, go somewhere, and when you get to the other end, turn around, spend the night, and then turn around, come back, and watch things go by as you go along the way. So, you know, which works that way, and with both of us retired and everything like that, it's going to make it easier for us. And then be working on my radio, get my radio room built and everything over here. So that's one of the next things as soon as we can get the contractor to get back in touch with us so we can get him, talk to him.
California, they have out in Napa Valley, they probably already know about it, they've got a wine train called the Napa Valley Wine Train. And it takes you out through the wine country where they are, you see what used to be windmills that blew the frost off of the vineyard, but now they have V8 engines with big fans on them. And if it looks like it's going to frost, they all turn those things on and blow all the moisture off of all of the vines so that it doesn't freeze and do harm to the grapes. But the wine train's a really nice experience. You get to taste different types of wines and have some really good food, and it's just a really good relaxing tour through the countryside, and it's beautiful countryside in Napa Valley.
Well, I've lived out in California before, but neither of us are wine people, so other than going up and seeing the scenery, that would be the thing that would be for us and everything else. So, but we'll decide. We may go up Tennessee, we may go out to up to Indiana. We may go several places. We're not sure yet. Anyway, well, I'm about to get over here to where they're going to change my oil, and I want to stop in up here at the 7-Eleven and grab me a soda before I go there. So I'll catch up to you later. W4DJW, W2T, 73s for now.
Talking to you, and enjoy your day. It's beautiful out here. And take care. I hope to hear you more on the radio. W2T, W4DJW.
3, Rusty. Good afternoon, Dave. KO4HK.
Is this a working Friday for you, or is this a regular working Friday for you, or is this a accounting work day for you?
I've been out delivering tools, but in my personal vehicle, so I'm on the way back home now to help a buddy out. He broke down on the side of the road, so I'm going to see if I can help him. But I was going to ask if you could pick the net up this evening.
Man, I hate to hear your buddy broke down. I hope it's not too bad.
He's done, to be honest with you. We'll see. I honestly don't know. I've been trying to talk to him on the phone, and it's not getting anywhere, so I'm just going to run out there. He's not too far away.
I've been hauling dirt here lately, breaking down what I do. I'll probably just call a wrecker and get him a skid truck. When you're hauling topsoil in a half-ton or one-ton pickup, I don't know what this is. I think it's rated at 2,700 pounds max. And I'm knee-walking it right now on the way home from getting my third load of topsoil. So far, so good. I haven't broken anything.
Great. Yeah, with that there, I'd probably just call a tow truck, have them drop it at the house, unload your topsoil, and then call another tow truck to take it somewhere to have it fixed.
A couple of groups on Reddit for first generation tacos. That's what they call their trucks, tacos. First generation Tacomas. And there's a lot of advice, a lot of experience from guys that fix them up and going around, kind of like me being able to talk to you about stuff, people that know. And that's kind of rewarding. So I'd probably attempt to fix it myself. One of the guys, when I showed him a picture of it, low riding, he said he did that one time and broke a leaf spring. It happens, I guess. I could probably change out a leaf spring. I was thinking about raising it a little bit and putting some bigger tires on it, but I don't know. It's just a two-wheel drive.
Do a leaf spring. It's fairly easy. It's a little heavy more than anything. I'm dealing with rusted nuts and bolts.
Lug wheel pattern, and most of the bigger ones were four-wheel drive, had a six-lug wheel pattern. And so this one's kind of difficult to find bigger tires for because it's the first gen back in 96.
That I've owned a couple Toyota pickup trucks, but all mine have been four-wheel. Well, take it back, I did own a two-wheel drive too. So I'm fairly familiar with them.
Did you get on them or did you put bigger tires than the normal?
No, I did not. I just drove the wheels off the thing. And then the four-wheel drive ones, yes, I've done a little work to those. I didn't put a lift kit in them, but just an oversized wheel and tire package.
Not for mine, but without it being four-wheel drive, it's kind of, you know, it's not. I think the point is for rock crawling or stuff like that, those are the kind of guys that put really big tires on them. So I think I'm just going to keep mine like it is. They do make these adapters. I don't know if they're any good. They go from 5-bolt pattern that is 4.5 inches on diameter to a six lug pattern. I don't know if they're any good or not. They do push the wheels out some. But you can get wheels that have a different center line to compensate for it. So I don't know. Probably have to get a lift kit. Probably turn into a whole lot more than I want to do in the end if I did that.
I mess with those wheel spacers. Especially if you're going to be hauling like you are, it's real easy to break one up. I've seen a lot of damage happen from those things. So I recommend them only for the mall crawlers and queens.
I'm glad to hear that because I was worried about that. I didn't know if they were fragile or not. It just looks like a ring of steel with two sets of bolt hole patterns on it is what they look like to me. And one, you know, I don't know, one of them you bolt on, the other one has studs on it. I don't know how all that works. But I am planning on using it for a truck like I'm using it today instead of rock crawling or anything like that. I don't do a whole lot of offloading anymore at 67 years old.
Well, the problem with the wheel spacers is they are aluminum. They're not steel. And yes, all it is it bolts. It's got a pattern that bolts on there, and your lug nut fits in a recessed hole, and then you got a new stud pattern. That's all it is, and you can put all that weight and leverage out on aluminum.
You don't know that I would trust that. Steel I wouldn't have a problem with, except for, you know, not wanting to rub the fenders. Well, I'm home, and looks like Amy got home too, so I'm going to have to move some vehicles around. Anyway, good talking to you this morning. I hope it's not too much trouble, but I will pick up the net tonight. Talk to you later. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
Thank you, Dave. No, it's just my sinuses bothering me, so wait till I get over it a little bit here, and I'll pick it back up next week.
Robert DJW, clear.